This is English USA on VOA. Now lesson 90.
В эфире 90-й урок из серии «Так говорят в Америке». У микрофона Анна Филиппова. Сегодня мы поговорим о событиях далекого прошлого. Послушайте новые слова и выражения.
Cattle.
Скот.
Cattleman.
Скотовод.
Cowboy.
Ковбой, пастух.
Difficulty, difficulties.
Трудность, трудности.
Gold.
Золото.
Hero.
Герой.
Homestead.
Участок поселенца. Homestead.
Hunter.
Охотник.
On horseback.
Верхом на лошади.
Railroad.
Железная дорога.
Mountain.
Гора.
Ranch.
Ранчо, скотоводческая ферма.
Rancher.
Фермер, скотовод.
Settler.
Поселенец, колонист.
Trapper.
Охотник, ставящий капкан. Траппер.
To discover.
Открывать, обнаруживать, находить.
To raise.
Разводить.
To raise cattle.
Разводить скот.
To round up.
Сгонять.
To round up the cattle.
Сгонять скот.
To drive.
Гнать.
To drive the cattle.
Гнать скот.
To make money.
Зарабатывать деньги.
Difficult.
Трудный.
Independent.
Независимый.
Poor.
Бедный.
Rich.
Богатый.
Wet.
Влажный.
Windy.
Ветреный. Слушая диалоги, старайтесь понять общий смысл того, что происходит. Не огорчайтесь, если вы не знаете значения отдельных слов. Мартин Лернер посещает скотоводческую ферму на западе страны. Он беседует с хозяином фермы о ковбоях и старом западе.
I think Americans love cowboys.
That's good. I'm a cowboy.
Are you? But you own the ranch, don't you, Mr. Grant?
I'm a rancher. I'm a businessman, too. But I like being on my horse best. I like what cowboys do.
Are there still cowboys?
Yes, but they aren't like the cowboys in the Old West.
Do you know about the Old West?
Yes, my family was a part of it.
Tell me about it.
Of course. The Indians were here first. The first white men were the hunters and trappers. There weren't many. They were called mountain men. They weren't settlers. They weren't cattlemen and farmers.
When were the mountain men?
Sometime between 1820 and 1840. A lot of people moved west in 1849 and later. That was when gold was discovered in California.
None of those men were cowboys.
The cowboys came a little later. Some came after the Civil War in the 1860s and 70s.
Why?
The first railroad was finished in 1869.
You mean the first railroad all the way across America?
That's when there was a need for cowboys.
Please explain.
The West was a good place to raise cattle, but all the people lived in the East.
So the cattle were raised here in the West, then they were sent to the East on the new railroad.
Right. The cowboys took care of the cattle, then they took them to the railroad. The cattle were miles and miles away from the railroad.
That's when the cowboys drove the cattle for days.
Yes, it was. The Old West was about cows and cowboys.
And here we are.
That's what ranching is about today, cows.
Tell me about the cattle drives in the old days.
Many men came west after the Civil War. They were poor. There were no jobs, no work.
Were there jobs here?
No, but there were cattle. All they needed to work was a horse. A few men got together, they rounded up the cattle, then they drove them to the railroad.
And they sold the cattle there?
Right. Some of them got rich.
But some of them didn't. What happened to them?
Many of them went back and tried again. They got together with some more men. They rounded up more cattle. They drove them to the railroad. They sold them.
It was a hard life.
It was a great life.
I want to hear more.
Когда мы рассказываем о прошлых событиях, мы обычно говорим о них в том порядке, в котором они происходили. Послушайте рассказ мистера Гранта.
The mountain men came sometime between 1820 and 1840. A lot of people moved west in 1849. The cowboys came a little later. Some came after the Civil War in the 1860s and 70s.
Давайте потренируемся. Повторяйте за Полом и Барбарой сначала даты, а затем и целые предложения. 1984 год.
1984. 1984.
1989 год. 1989 год. 1993 год.
1995 I was born in 1960. I was born in 1960. I started school in 1966. I started school in 1966. I first got a job in 1984. I first got a job in 1984.
I was born in 1956. I was born in 1956. I started school in 1961. I started school in 1961. I first got a job in 1973. I first got a job in 1973. My son was born in 1983. My son was born in 1983.
Порядок событий обусловлен датами. Ответьте, пожалуйста, на вопросы Мартина, указывая даты.
When were you born?
Отвечайте живее. I was born in и называйте год своего рождения.
When did you start school?
I started school in... И называйте год, когда вы пошли в школу.
When did you first get a job?
I first got a job in... И называйте год, когда вы начали работать.
Mr. Grant, I'm very interested in your family. Could you tell me something about their history?
I'd be happy to.
Во время прогулки верхом Мартин продолжает беседовать с фермером мистером Грантом о Старом Западе.
Modern cowboys don't do the same work, do they, Mr. Grant?
No, no. But you see, they spend their days on horseback.
They don't have to drive the cattle to the railroad anymore.
No, it's hard work, but not as hard as it was in the old days.
Many people think that cowboys were heroes.
I think so too, Martin. Can you imagine how difficult it was? It was just a few men against great difficulty. Often it was the cowboy alone with his horse, especially at night.
What were some of the difficulties?
The weather. It was always too hot or too cold. It was windy or wet.
And they spent day after day on their horses.
That's right. Are you getting tired?
No, I'm fine.
The food was terrible. There were no towns.
Why do we imagine it was a wonderful life?
Because the cowboy was independent. There were wonderful stories about them, too.
Tell me your story, Mr. Grant. I want to hear the history of your family.
Sure. My great-grandfather went to Oklahoma. He was a very young man, maybe only 17 or 18. He took a homestead of 160 acres.
Did he have any money? He was so young.
He didn't have any money, but he had a wife.
How did they live?
We don't know. They didn't live very long, but they had 5 children.
What happened to the children?
One went here, another went there. My grandmother went to live in Colorado with an aunt.
When was this?
This was in the 1890s. This was the best time in the Old West.
What happened to her in Colorado?
There were very few towns, but her aunt and uncle lived in town. She became a school teacher. Then she married a cowboy.
Then what happened?
Her aunt and uncle were very unhappy.
Why?
They didn't like cowboys. People in the East and in Europe liked cowboys, but many people in the West didn't like them. Most of them were poor. They were dirty.
They weren't like the stories?
Not exactly.
When did she marry the cowboy?
Sometime between 1905 and 1910.
What happened to them?
The cowboy made a lot of money on a cattle drive. It was my grandfather, of course. They bought this ranch. I was born here.
When?
in 1945.
But what about your parents?
My father was born here. He wasn't a rancher. He was a doctor.
But you wanted to be a cowboy.
Always. I never lived with my parents. I always lived here on the ranch with my grandparents.
Послушайте, как Мартин перечисляет самые важные события в жизни мистера Гранта. Обратите внимание на хронологический порядок.
Mr. Grant's great-grandfather went to Oklahoma. Mr. Grant's mother was born there. She went to live in Colorado in the 1890s. She married a cowboy sometime between 1905 and 1910. Mr. Grant was born on the ranch in 1945.
Давайте потренируемся. Повторяйте за Полом и Барбарой во время пауз.
I first walked at the age of one and a half. I first walked at the age of one and a half. I first spoke at the age of two. I first spoke at the age of two. I first read at the age of six. I first read at the age of six.
I first walked at the age of one. I first walked at the age of one. I first spoke at the age of one and a half. I first spoke at the age of one and a half. I first read at the age of five. I first read at the age of five.
А сейчас ответьте, пожалуйста, на вопросы Мартина и перечислите по порядку важнейшие события своей жизни.
When did you first walk?
Отвечайте живее. I first walked at the age of... И говорите, в каком возрасте вы начали ходить.
When did you first speak?
I first spoke at the age of... И говорите, в каком возрасте вы начали говорить.
When did you first read?
I first read at the age of... И называйте свой возраст.
The Old West wasn't so long ago.
It wasn't long ago to me. My grandfather and grandmother lived in it. Sometimes I still live in it.
Подведем итоги и закрепим пройденный материал. Сегодня мы познакомились со следующими словами и выражениями. Повторяйте их, пожалуйста, вслед за Полом. Существительное. Скот.
Cattle. Cattle.
Скотовод.
Cattleman. Cattleman.
Ковбой, пастух.
Cowboy. Cowboy.
Трудность, трудности.
Difficulty. Difficulties. Difficulty. Difficulties.
Золото.
Gold. Gold.
Герой.
Hero. Hero.
Ранчо, скотоводческая ферма.
Ranch. Ranch.
Скотовод, фермер.
Rancher. Rancher.
Поселенец, колонист.
Settler. Settler.
Охотник, ставящий капканы. Trapper.
Trapper. Trapper.
Глаголы. Разводить скот.
To raise cattle. To raise cattle.
Гнать.
To drive. To drive.
Гнать скот.
To drive cattle. To drive cattle.
Сгонять.
To round up. To round up.
Сгонять скот.
To round up the cattle. To round up the cattle.
Зарабатывать деньги.
To make money. To make money.
Прилагательные. Трудный.
Difficult. Difficult.
Независимый.
Independent. Independent.
Бедный.
Poor. Poor.
Богатый.
Rich. Rich.
Влажный.
Wet. Wet.
Ветреный.
Windy. Windy.
Наречие. Верхом на лошади.
On horseback. On horseback.
Голос Америки, Вашингтон. В эфире 90-й урок английского языка из серии «Так говорят в Америке». На следующем уроке мы поговорим о событиях и тенденциях, которые могут оказать влияние на наше будущее. Послушайте некоторые слова и выражения из следующего урока. Болезнь.
Disease.
Коммуникации, средства связи.
Communications.
Устанавливать связь.
To communicate.
Чувство.
Feeling.
Послание.
Message.
Посылать сообщение.
To send a message.
Материал.
Material.
Изобретение.
Invention.
Мебель.
Furniture.
Жилье.
Housing.
Наука.
Science.
Техника.
Technology.
Пространство, космос.
Space.
Навык, умение.
Skill.
Земля.
Ground.
Настоящее.
The present.
Будущее.
The future.
Прошлое.
The past.
Пилюля, таблетка.
Pill.
Планета.
Planet.
Менять, меняться, изменяться.
To change.
Побеждать.
To conquer.
Решать.
To decide.
Предсказывать.
To predict.
Извещать, передать, посылать сообщение.
To send a message.
Воспитывать, давать образование.
To educate.
Правильный, верный.
Correct.
Знакомый.
Familiar.
Окруженный.
Surrounded.
Ошибочный.
Wrong.
Под землей.
Underground.
Наша программа из серии English USA «Так говорят в Америке» подошла к концу.